今天下午跟大家来查考受苦的题目。
This afternoon we're going to study the topic of the suffering
soul. 每个人哦，在地上都有理想。
Everybody has some kind of idea in this world.
但是大部分的理想啊，都是想在生活上怎么改变。
But all those ideas that we have usually to see how we can improve our life.
也就是活得越来越好，越来越舒服。
That we can have some good comfortable life.
那这个叫做祝福，神的祝福。
This is the blessing of God.
那也常常我们来决定我们信耶稣好不好。
Then based on that, we'll decide either believe in Jesus Christ is good or bad.
但是主耶稣成为人哦，相当不一样。
But when our Lord Jesus Christ became human being,It's quite different.
他还没有来世间以前
，before he came down to this world，
神已经先决定他来要做什么。
The Heavenly Father already decided when he came down what he's supposed to do.
我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's read Matthew chapter one.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter one.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1,
二十节
verse 20.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕从圣灵出来。”二十一节
21.
他将要生一个儿子，你们要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。
Verse 20, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. 21, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name with Jesus, for he will save.His people from their sins.
这也说哦，约瑟跟玛利亚订婚以后
，After the Maria was engaged with Joseph.
哎，约瑟发现玛利亚怀孕了。
Joseph find out that Maria conceived.
那没有结婚会怀孕
？How come without marriage she is conceived?
那约瑟是个好人啊，他说我暗中把它结束了，不要婚。
And Joseph, without knowing better, says, "Well."Since he's a good person, he will not just divorce her quietly without people knowing about it.
那一天晚上，天使来告诉他。
But that night, angel appeared to him.
第一个说哈，玛利亚怀胎是圣灵来的。
The angel told Joseph the reason that Maria conceived is coming from Holy Spirit.
然后。他生的儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣。
Then the son he gonna have, you should call him Jesus.
Now, 他来要做什么
？What is he going to do after he comes?
将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
He will save all his people from the sin.
所以主耶稣活33年做什么
？So what is our Lord Jesus Christ doing in during 30 years of his life?
一句话
，One word.
把自己的百姓从罪里面救出来
，save all those people belong to him from sin。
目标很清楚
，the purpose is very clear。
那为着这个目标，主耶稣受
，because of this purpose he suffered much。
那今天主耶稣就是我们的榜样。
Now our Lord Jesus Christ is our model today。
不错，我们做人，我们都希望生活越来越舒服。
Of course, we as a human being, we like to be more comfortably by the year.
但是当我们灵性越来越成熟
，But when we are spiritually advanced,
我们人生的目标会从自己的理想，会一直转移到神对我神要我做什么。
We will change our purpose of life from concerning ourselves to what God wants us to.
不会以那个做理想。
We will use that as our idea.
所以保罗到生命的末期
，When Paul come to the end of his life,
他说， 我没有违背从天上来的意象。
I have not disobeyed the sign from heaven.
保罗在归主的过程。
When he belonged to Jesus Christ.
神很清楚告诉他你要做什么。
God clearly told him what he's supposed to do.
你要做外邦人的使徒。
You're going to become the apostle of the Gentiles.
所以保罗的一生一句话讲出来就是做外邦人的使徒。
So the life of Paul, one word, is the servant for the Gentiles.
所以为着这样保罗也是受苦的仆人。
Because of that, he also become a suffering servant.
那今天如果我们很了解神要我们做什么
？Now today, if we clearly understand what God wants us to do,
很可能我们的生活会从注重生活的享受，会变成一种受苦。
Our life also be from fairly comfortable life into a suffering life.
那这个叫做效法耶稣。
This is to follow.Jesus Christ's step.
那这个叫做我们的灵性在长进。
This means that our spirituality is improving.
灵性长进就是眼睛看着主耶稣。
Improvement of spirituality is that our eyes look at Jesus Christ.
然后一直向他效法。
And then follow him step by step.
希望啊，越来越像主耶稣。
Hope that we'll be more like Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣啊，在以赛亚书里面有一段赞圣经，在预言主耶稣一生要来受苦。
Isaiah, there is the verses talking about how our Lord Jesus Christ will suffer when he comes to this world.
所以我们常常哦，决定说生活好不好，都用要不要受苦来做衡量。
We often said our life is good or not, we will say if I'm suffering.
受苦就是不好。
If you suffering is no good,
享福就是好。
When you have good life, then it's good.
所以，人生就是用受苦来做衡量。
Therefore, the life of a human being is used if you're suffering or not, as this statement.
但是当我们进到圣经看，就不是这样了。
But when we go read the Bible, it'll be different.
如果神要我们受苦，那是更大的福气。
Because God wants you to suffer, you should understand.That's a small blessing.
但是要了解这个哦，真的是要很高的灵性。
You should have very high spirituality to understand this point.
那我们现在来看以赛亚书四十二章。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章。
Isaiah chapter 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
四十二章第一节。
Chapter 42, verse 1.
看啊，我的仆人，我所呼求。我所拣选心里所喜悦的我将我的灵赐给他他必将公理传给外邦
Behold my servant whom I uphold my elect one in whom my soul delights I have put my spirit upon him he will bring forth justice to the Gentiles
这里讲看我的仆人
He has said, Behold my servant.
主耶稣成为人来地上。
When our Lord Jesus Christ became a human to this world,
那这个人本身呢，就是变成仆人。
This human itself is a servant.
所以这里说，看了我的仆人。
This was said, Behold my servant.
大家都很喜欢做仆主人。
Everyone likes to be a boss.
没有人愿意做仆人。
Nobody likes to become a servant.
但是如果我们认识了神
But if you realize Jesus Christ
神啊、哦、认识神
God
我们就
understand God
我们就知道服侍神做仆人这个比地上做主人是更有价值
If you go serve God and become a servant is much more valuable than you are in this world and become the boss
所以有的人一生当老板，当认识了神以后，他宁可做仆人，不是神。
Many people, though they were a boss in this world originally, after they realized, understood God, they will become a servant.
第五节
，verse five，
创造诸天，铺张穹苍，将地跟一切并一并铺开，是气息给地上众人的， 又是灵性给行在其上的神，啊，主如此说。这里在讲啊，神是什么
？He is talking about what is God。
好，他说他是创造诸天。
He created the heaven。
啊，铺张穹苍。
And stretched them out。
就是说神太伟大了。
Because God is so almighty.
他的创造没有办法了解。
His creation nobody can understand.
然后接下去说他是赐气息给地上众人的。
And they say, who gives breath to the people on it?
也就是我们今天能够活是因为神赐气息给我们。
It means that today we can be alive is because God gives us the breath.
神把气息收回去我们都死了。
If God take away our breath, we will all dead.
所以这位神是掌管我们生死的神。
Therefore, this God control our life and death.
接下去说，又是灵性给行在其上之人的神。
And also spirit to those who walk on it.
我们今天能够拜神。
Today we can worship God.
神是给我们这个灵性，我们能够认识他来拜他。
God give us the spirituality for us to understand to worship Him.
因此第八节。
Verse 8.
我是主，这是我的名，我不将我的荣耀归给假神，也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
I am the Lord that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise.To great given images.
所以这里讲啊，世界上人拜的神有两种。
He is talking about there is God that people worship in this world. There are two kinds.
一个叫做真神。
One is a true God.
就是我们刚刚讲的。
That's one we just explained.
那另外一个叫做假神。
Another one is a false God.
什么是假神
？What is a false God?
假神就是他不是真的神。
False God means he is not the real God.
那什么是假的神
？What is the false God?
你看中国人拜的观音公、观音妈祖，这个是不是真的神？那个也叫做假神。
All the idols Chinese are worshiping, they are all false gods.
那主耶稣说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
Our Lord said you cannot worship two masters.
一个就是真神，一个就是马门。
One is true God, another one is Mammon.
把钱当作神这样在追求。
When many people use this money like God worship.
从晚上睡觉到白天起来，整天都是在想钱。
From the night to sleeping and the whole day away, thinking nothing but the money.
那钱就是变成他的神。
That money become your God.
但是那个是假神。
But that is a false God.
因为那个钱本身是很有功用，很有限的。
Because the money still has a very limitation.
那创造敬拜神创造的万物
，But if you worship God, who created whole universe?
这个也不是真神。
It's not necessary to God.
所以我们了解神的伟大
，We understand the greatness of God.
又了解其他一切都是假的，只有这一位神是真的。
We also know everything else is false. Only this one God is the true God.
那服侍神的价值就在这里。
Then the value of worshiping Him is here.
所以我们人一生懂得服侍神这个是极大的智慧。
Therefore, we've understood how to worship God. That's the most valuable.
那如果把服侍神的受苦能够服侍神的受苦，这是极大的恩典。
Also, if you suffer because you are worshiping God, that is your luck.
所以这里才说我的仆人。
So he has said, "My servant."
他是我拣选，我所扶持，我所拣选。
He is the one I chosen.
还有我所扶持。
And I so serve.
扶持第一句话，第一节哈。
Whom I uphold.
有时候我们看一个人要看他老板是谁。
When we wanna see someone, we wanna see.Who is that guy's boss?
如果他老板很厉害，你就不敢动他。
If his boss is great, is pretty good, you wouldn't dare to try to take him out.
因为这个老板在后面扶着他嘛。
Because the boss is supporting him.
好，那我们在扶持神，我们老板是谁
？When we are serving God, who is the boss?
是神在扶持他。
Is God supporting him?
所以我们看那个以利以利沙。
We look at that Elisha.
有一群小孩子。
One small kid.
看到他秃头。
And saw that he was bald.
就笑他了。
And then laughed at him.
那个这个举叫神的仆人。
It is, you know, laughing at the servant of God.
哦，结果就熊跑出来，就到把他们都咬死了。
And the bear came out and beat them to death.
那亚哈王啊，就差人要去抓以利亚，以利沙。
Ahab sent somebody to try to catch Elijah.
结果火来就把他们烧掉了。
And then there's fire came from heaven and burned them up.
这个都代表，这个做神的仆人有神在背后。
It means that
他在扶持他。
When we become the servant of God, God is protecting us.
那主耶稣的背后是谁？就是神。
And who is behind Jesus Christ? Is God.
因为有神在扶持他，所以他的工作才做得完。
Because God is supporting him, that's why he can finish his work.
不然的话，我们人在扶持神啊，我们能做什么？
So otherwise, when we are serving God, what can we do?
如果没有神在后面扶持我们，
if God is not supporting us behind us,
我们什么也做不了。
We cannot do anything.
人太有限了。
Because we are so limited.
那神扶持我们一个很重要的证明是什么？
And what is the proof of God is supporting us?
啊，下面说，我已经将我的灵赐给他。
He said, I gave my spirit to him.
这个就是神扶持我们一个证明。
This is God supporting us.
啊。为什么当时福音能够传得很快？
Why the time the gospel can spread out so quickly?
如果我们看使徒行传，
If you read Acts,
对，很重要就是它有权柄。
The purpose, the reason is because they have power.
哦，讲道有权柄。
When they speak with power,
对，好像刀子扎人的心。
Like they use the knife to stick to your heart.
赶鬼有权柄。
And they cast demon out with power.
鬼赶出去，这个人马上来跟耶稣。
When the demon was cast out, the person followed Jesus right away.
因为那个恩典太大了。
Because the grace is too great.
一变而全变。
You go heal the sickness with power.
所以一个要生病很久的，奉主耶稣的名，病就好了。
A person sick for a long time, after in the name of Jesus Christ, he was cured.
这个人怎么不会信耶稣？
How can he not believe God?
他怎么不会来服侍主耶稣？
How can he not come to serve God?
所以我们今天服侍最重要，神在扶持我们一个证明，就是从圣灵来的权柄。
Therefore, today God support us is that we have spirit behind us.
因此我们奉主耶稣的名，能够医病，能够赶鬼，能够赦罪。
Therefore, we use the name of Jesus Christ, we can cast the demon.We can spread the gospel and have some miracles.
那因为有这个权柄啊，所以这个福音才传得开。
Because we have this power, that's why we can spread out the gospel.
所以这里说，他必将公理传给外邦。
Yes, he will spread his righteousness to the Gentiles.
那这个公理从哪里来？
Why is this coming from?
不是我们的行为啊。
It's not because of our deed.
圣经说是因信称义。
Because you have believed it and you be justified.
因为信耶稣受洗，被称作义者。
After you believe in Jesus Christ and been baptized, you become the servant of God.
那因为有这个神的权柄啊，所以这个福音才有力量往外扩张。
Because there's the power of God with us, that's why we can spread gospel out greatly.
所以我们教会啊，如果大家祷告都必圣灵充满。
Therefore, if everyone does pray full of Holy Spirit,
虽然困难很多，我们会看。教会渐渐在扩张。
Though we have some difficulty, we can see our church grow slowly and slowly.
谁能够挡得到神的权柄？
Who can stop the power of God?
现在有太多人需要神的恩典。
Now many people need the blessing of God.
因为有太多人问题没有办法解决。
Because many people cannot solve their problems.
但是一祷告，神的权柄降下来，问题就解决，他能不信吗？
But if you pray and the problem gets solved, can they not?Believe in God.
他信了。
They will believe in God.
信了，福音就传开了。
When you believe, then the gospel will spread out.
所以主耶稣在人看起来。
So Lord Jesus Christ, when you see from human point,
他也没有什么家世背景。
Don't have any background.
没有钱。
No money.
长得也不好看。
Don't look good.
他也没有什么教育。
I don't have any good education.
今天这样的人讲话，谁愿意听
？If Somebody like that going to talk to you, are you going to listen?
但是当时主耶稣在讲话，五千个人在听。
But look at that, when our Lord says something, there are 5,000 people listening.
为什么？
Why?
因为他有从神来的权柄。
Because he has the power from God.
他有从神来的智慧。
He has the wisdom from God.
所以大家听一听就很惊讶，因为从来没有人这样讲过。
When people listen to his speech, they say, "Oh, where did this thing come from?"
哦，啊，大家看他所做的事情，大家很惊讶，从来没有人做过这样的事。
And when he performs a miracle, people say, "Ha!"Who can do this kind of great thing?
哦，所以他对人的吸引力也是从来没有人做过的。
Therefore, his attraction of others, nobody else can do in the past.
所以今天呢，我们做神的仆人。
Yeah, today we are the servants of God.
我们所靠的是什么
？What we rely on?
是我们的老板，就是天上的真神。
Is our boss, our heavenly Father.
然后他借着圣灵把权柄赐给我们。
He gave the power due to his Holy Spirit.
是我们的服事有功效。
So we as our servant service will be effective.
所以不是我们能做什么。
It's not what we can do.
是神能够借着我们做什么。
It's God use us to do.
那神怎么借着我们做什么。
Now how God use us to do it?
借着他降在我们身上的圣灵。
Using his Holy Spirit given to us.
那我们先来看，那主耶稣怎么在传福音，有什么态度
？Now let us take a look at the attitude that our Lord Jesus Christ when he was working.
所以我们服事的榜样呢，就是向主耶稣学。
Therefore, the lesson we learn is from Jesus Christ.
第二节
，Verse two.
他不喧嚷，也不扬声，不使街上人听见他的声音。
Isaiah chapter 42, verse two. He will not cry out, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be.In the street.
这里讲啊，主耶稣很安静。
Here talking about our Lord Jesus Christ is very quiet.
不喧嚷，不扬声，街上人没有人听见他的声音。
He will not cry out, nor make him big noise and so on.
这个代表什么
？What is this means?
是两个意思。
Two reasons.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
十二章的十六节
，verse 16，
我看十六节
，verse 16，
又嘱咐他们说，不要给他传名
，and he warned them not to make him known。
好，那在这一节之前，主耶稣做什么？
What our Lord did before this verse?
从第九节开始。
From verse 9.
主耶稣医好的一个人，啊，一个病人。
Our God healed one person was sick.
啊，十三节。
Verse 13.
伸出手来，他把手一伸就复原了。
When God said, "Stretch your hands out," when he stretched his hand out, his hand was cured.
一个很大的神迹发生。
It's very big miracle happened.
但是神迹显出来以后。
After the miracle was performed,
他说不要给他传名。
Our Lord said, "Don't spread my name out."
那十七节说，这就要应验以赛亚讲的话。
And the 17 said, "This is going to fulfill what was spoken by Isaiah."
十九节
，verse 8,
他
19,
不增进不宣扬，街上也没有听见。
He will not quarrel, nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the street.、
我们看到、世界上。有很多成就的人，接下去要什么
？When we have seen many accomplished person in this world, after they accomplish something, what are they going to do next?
接下去他要名了。
He want name.
他希望人知道他。
Want people to know him what he has done.
那政治家也是需要名。
Our politician, that's the same. They want the name.
他有做什么善事，他一定叫记者来照相。
If you're going to do something good, you ask the people to come over and take picture for him.
所以大家觉得他很好，会投他一票。
Oh, so people would say, "Oh, he's a good person. We should vote for him."
啊，但是主耶稣做一个仆人。
But when our Lord as a servant,
啊，他不要人知道。
He doesn't want people to know about it.
说他来地上，他不是要名。
So he came to this world is not for his name.
一直我们今天在教会，在生活中，在服侍神。
So similarly, when we're working in church,
我们不是为着人知道我们。
We don't want the people to know about it.
这不重要。
This is not important.
甚至主耶稣说，如果我们在人的面前得到称赞
Even our Lord said that when you got some praise within the human,
天上就没有赏赐了。
Then you are not going to have reward in the heaven.
为什么没有赏赐？
为什么？哎 ，Why？
因为地上已经有赏赐了。
Because you already got the reward in this world.
那地上什么赏赐
？What kind of reward？
就是别人的赞美。
Because somebody already praised you.
哦，那这个赏赐有天上就没有了。
When you have one on the earth, then the heaven one will be not there.
所以一个真正服侍神的人一般都是没有那个名的观念在里面。
Therefore, those are truly serving God. They don't look for any name in this world.
把这个工作做好，神喜欢，让人得着就好了。
If I do this good work well and God like it and also it's very peaceful, that's it.
好，这是第一个意思，不增进，不宣长，人也不知道他。
You are not going to call out and let people know about it.
好。第二个意思
Second reason
我们看马太福音的第先看约翰福音十九章
John chapter 19
约翰十九章
John chapter 19
约翰十九章的第第九节
verse 9、
第八节开始、
verse 8、
比拉多听见这个话越加害怕第九节
verse 9
又进衙门对着耶稣说你是从哪里来的耶稣却不回答
therefore when Pilate heard that saying he was the more afraid 9 and went again into the Praetorium and said to Jesus where are you from but Jesus kept him No answer.
你看主耶稣被抓的时候人问他什么他都不回答
When people caught Jesus Christ and the people asked Jesus Christ he would answer
其实、世界上最大的冤枉就是主耶稣被钉十字架
In the matter of fact the one that made the mistake the greatest mistake the people committed is nailed Jesus Christ on the cross
因为他经过两次的审判都找不到罪
Because twice they judged and find out he is not guilty
那这样的人跟强盗钉在一起不是最大的冤枉吗
And this kind of people who did not commit anything any wrong in doing was nailed with the two bad person that really is a pretty sad situation
但是主耶稣一句话都没有讲
But our Lord did not say a word.
为什么
Why?
两个原因
Two reasons.
第一个
First,
他知道钉十字架这样才能够救人。
He knew without he is got nailed on the cross, he cannot save people.
因为义人流血，这个血才能够赦掉不义人的罪。
Because the blood shed by the righteous person can Go and forgive the sin of others.
那既然这是善事，就不需要再神讲哦冤枉了。
Since this is a good deed, then you should not complain.
好、所以有时候我们在做善圣工哦，被冤枉有时候是会。
Sometimes we go work and somebody has misunderstood us. It not happen.
但是最重要是我们做的是不是合神的旨意。
Important is what we are doing is for the will of God.
真的对教就。教会有没有造就
If there is any help to the church
真的对人有没有造就
If there is any help to the person
如果有
If it is yes
还有合神的旨意
And it's in the will of God
不需要不安静
We should be very quiet
不需要申冤、
We don't need to say anything any complaint
因为神知道就好了
Because God knows
所以主耶稣一句话都不讲
Therefore our Lord did not say a word
这是一种灵修啊
This is one spiritual cultivation.
我们知道我们在做什么。
We know what we are doing.
我们知道我们在做神喜悦的事。
We know we are doing something God like.
那人有不同的评论，那就随他吧。
So if people don't understand it, that's fine. Let them alone.
这是第一个，为什么主耶稣很安静
？That is why our Lord is so quiet.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
我们看十九章。
Verse 19,
第十节
Verse 10
比拉多说你不对我说话吗你岂不知道我有权柄释放你也有权柄把你钉在十字架吗
Then Pilate said to him Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?
其实哦，前面有讲比拉多很害怕，这个第八节。
In the middle of verse 8, he's talking about Pilate was very afraid.
为什么
？Why?
因为他听人说过，主耶稣曾说我是神的儿子。
Because he heard somebody told him that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以他很害怕。
Therefore, he was very afraid.
但是现在他又把他威胁，你知道我可以办你，也可以放你吗
？Then he said that, you know, don't you know that I can either release you or kill you?
那你为什么不讲话
？Why don't you talk to me?
那现在主耶稣就讲了。
Then our Lord said,
哦，十一节
，verse 11,
若不是从上头赐给你，你就毫无权柄办我。
Jesus answered, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you.From above.
所以主耶稣知道有一个更大的在掌权啊。
Though our Lord Jesus Christ know there's somebody higher in power beholding this whole thing.
就是神啊。
It's God.
哦，如果神没有允许，你根本就没有办法办。
If it's not the will of God, you couldn't judge me at all.
今天你能够办我，甚至把我钉十字架，是神允许的。
The reason you can judge me and nail me to the cross is because God allow you to.
既然那个大有能力的神允许我会讲话了。
Because it's God who is Almighty who allowed it. I don't want to say anything.
啊，所以有时候我们在教会里面真的闭关了，不需要讲什么。
Therefore, when somebody misunderstood us in the church, you don't have to say anything.
因为我们知道神在掌权。
Because no God is controlling it.
如果神不愿意，什么也没有办法发生。
If God is not willing, you cannot do anything.
那这样的话，我们就可以很安静了。
Therefore, that will be very quiet.
所以主耶稣那个不增进不宣扬啊，这是对神的信心，这也是他的灵性。
So Lord Jesus Christ, he will not speak up or complain or anything, is because he respect God.
好，这是我们再回来看四十二章。
Let's read chapter 42.
这是他，四十二章第二节，是他服事的态度。
Isaiah chapter 42. Let's read back to Isaiah chapter 42.
第三节。
Verse 3.
压伤的芦苇，他不折断；将成的丹火，他不吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench.
这个压伤的芦苇，将成的灯火是什么
？The bruised reed and Smoking flax, what are they?
就是主耶稣所要拯救的人。
Ah, those are the people our Lord Jesus Christ trying to save.
哎呀，所以我们今天呢，主耶稣要救的人是什么
？So, what kind of people our Lord Jesus Christ try to save?
就是压伤的芦苇，将残的灯火。
Is those are bruised and those are about to cease.
好像那犯奸淫的女人抓来，大家就要用石头把她打死啊。
One time, one was committed adultery, and somebody brought out trying to stone her to death.
如果打死了，就好像一把火就灭掉了。
If you kill her, then you know the fire will be quenched.
生命就结束了。
And not the life will be ended.
在最危险的时刻
，the most dangerous time.
啊，主耶稣说
，Our Lord said,
谁没有罪的？丢第一个石头。
Among you, anyone do not have the sin, throw the first stone.
好，结果大家都溜走了。
Because of that, everybody run away.
那主耶稣就对那女人讲了。
So our Lord said to the woman,
不可再犯。
Do not commit sin again.
主耶稣并没有说犯罪可以。
God did not say.You can commit wrongdoing.
本来你犯这样的罪是要用石头打死。
Actually, according to the rule, you will be stoned to death because you commit adultery.
但是既然没有人有资格打你。
But not because nobody was qualified to stone you.
所以就给你另外一个机会。
Therefore, I give you another opportunity.
这就是怜悯。
It's a pitiness.
哦，这个就是压伤的芦苇，它不折断。
That's bruised reed, it will not break it.
这个压伤的芦苇，江山的灯火，就是弱者啊，弱者。
It means that those people are the weak person.
对，我们知道啊，在世界上人都喜欢看那个强者。
In this world, people like look for a strong person.
啊，但是啊，我们来到教会。
But come to church.
我们要像主耶稣一样。
We should be like Jesus Christ.
要往下降。
We should come down.
哦，好像仆人一样。
Like a servant.
这样我们就能够同情弱者。
Then we can have pity on those who are weak.
啊，江残的灯火，压伤的芦苇，我们才会关心他们。
Then we're concerned about those blustery and smoking fags.
这个有时候真的很难。
Sometimes it's very difficult to do it.
哦，所以我们服侍神那个态度，就是对人啊，特别是那个弱的人啊，要有怜悯的心。
Therefore, we serving people, our attitude should be to have pity on those who are weak.
对有成就的人啊，大家关心，这个很自然。
For those have the good accomplishment, people respect them. That's very normal.
对有能力的人，大家很赞美，这很自然。
For those people has the power capability, people.A kind of a like them, that's normal too.
但是对需要的人、软弱的人要去关心，这个需要有神的心啊。
But when you see those are weak and you need to concern them and care of them, that need the heart of God.
至高的神
，the highest God
成为人
，become a human，
成为仆人
，become a servant，
这样来关心罪人
，to concern all the sinners。
这个就是往下降。
This is coming downward.
所以服侍神的心态是什么？
Therefore, to serve God, what kind of heart should we have?
往下降。
It's coming down.
所以在神看起来，
From God point of view,
人的价值，
our value as a human,
不是在社会往上升，
is not in the society going up.
人的价值，
our value,
是愿意往下降，
is willing to come downward.
这样去服侍的。
This is to serve God and serve people.
这样跟主耶稣一样。
This to be like Jesus Christ.
这个就是有价值。
This is very valuable.
所以服侍的榜样就是主耶稣。
So the example of serving really is Jesus Christ himself.
那到底主耶稣最后他带给我们什么？
Then when our Lord Jesus Christ, what is the last thing he brought to us?
我们看第六节。
Take a look verse 6.
以赛亚书四十二章第六。
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 6.
我主凭公义造你，搀扶你的手，保守你，使你做众民的中保，外邦人的光。第七节。
Verse 7.
开瞎子的眼睛，领被除的出监牢，领坐监狱的出监牢。
I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness, and will hold your hand.I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. 7. To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house.
神的话真的给我们盼望。
God give us the hope.
这里说神让叫主耶稣来做外邦人的约，中保原文叫约。
Here said that.Lord, God, ask our Lord Jesus Christ come down to be righteousness. Covenant, to be covenant.
所以借着主耶稣，我们人跟神立约。
Between Jesus, due to Jesus Christ, we human being and God have made the covenant.
什么约？
What kind of covenant is that?
救恩的约。
Is the salvation covenant.
永生的约。
Is the everlasting life.
这太好了。
Really good.
这对我们好的。
It's very good to us.
那他做外邦人的光。
He becomes the light to the Gentiles.
外邦人是谁？
Who are the Gentiles?
你我，我们都是外邦人。
You and I, every one of us sitting here are Gentiles.
在旧约时代，我们是跟神没有份的。
In the Old Testament, we don't have part in Jesus in God.
借着主耶稣救恩才临到我。
Because of Jesus Christ coming down to the world.Now we have opportunity to be saved.
所以他是外邦人的光。
Therefore, he is the light of the Gentiles.
外邦人的希望。
He is the hope of the Gentiles.
外邦人的生命。
He is the life of the Gentiles.
主耶稣是我们的生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our life.
因为光就是生命。
Because light is life.
再来第七节。
7.
开瞎子的眼睛。
Open the blind eyes.
从前我们是瞎眼。
Before we are blind,
灵界完全不认识。
Spiritually, we know nothing.
现在我们看见。
Now we can understand, we can see it.
我们知道灵界的价值。
We know the value of spirituality.
主耶稣来开我们的眼睛。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ opened our eyes.
接下去被囚的出监牢。
The bring out the prisoner from the prison.
被囚是什么？
Who is in prison?
啊，被这个罪所关囚关了罪性。
We are prisoner of sin.
啊
，actually，
神就释放我们。
But God set us free.
从今罪不能再捆绑我们。
From now, sin cannot bind us up.
哦，神的能力充满我们。
Because God's power fills us.
我们就得自由了。
That we become freedom.
罪就不会释放捆绑我们。
That sin cannot bind us anymore.
神的能力太大。
Because God's power is too great.
所以我们的希望从哪里来？
So where is our hope coming from?
主耶稣啊。
Our Lord Jesus.
没有主耶稣啊。
Without Lord Jesus Christ.
罪借着各种不同的方式在捆绑我们。
Sin will use all kind of ways to bind us up.
赌博。
Gambling.
醉酒。
Drunk.
淫乱。
Immorality.
啊，仇恨。
And hatred.
坏的习惯。
And bad habit.
捆绑我们。
Bind us up.
这些后面都是罪。
These are all by sin.
现在神的能力临到。
Now the power of God come upon us.
不必赌博了。
You don't have to gamble.
不必醉酒了。
You don't have to drink.
不必淫乱了。
You don't have to commit immorality.
哦，所有坏习惯都跑掉
了。All the bad habits are gone.
这个不是好消息吗？
Is that a good news?
啊，所以主耶稣虽然受苦。
Therefore, though our Lord Jesus Christ suffered.
但是他带给我们的价值太大。
But he brought us such a value to us, so great.
如果这个神的爱感动我们，
if the love of Jesus Christ move us,
我们愿意受苦，
then we are willing to suffer.
让神的国能够扩张，
that our, the kingdom of God can be extended.
我们的生命是何等的价值，
then our life is so valuable.
所以生活很舒服，这是神的恩典。
Therefore, when you have a comfortable life, that is the blessing of God.
感谢神。
With God.
但是如果我们愿意把生活束缚降下来，来为着神国受苦，这是更大的恩典。
But if you are willing to come down from the very comfortable life and suffer for God, then the reward is much, much bigger.
啊，但这需要信心。
But that's need faith.
受苦的仆人。
The suffering servant.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
为我们设下一个很好的榜样。
Give us a very good example.
啊，上次。
Yeah.
祝福我们大家。
May our Lord bless every one of us.
在新的年度，身体健康，灵魂兴盛。
In the new year, all are very healthy and our spirituality grow.
让我们事业顺利。
That all our work will be smooth.
生活充满神丰盛的恩典。
And then your life will fill with the blessing of God.
让每一天呢，对神充满着感谢。
And every day will fill with a thanks God.
啊，我们写祷告。
Let's all pray together. Thank you.